Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by the Lullabot Learning Series. This series of training DVDs and downloadable high-definition videos covers topics such as building sites using CCK and Views, basic and advanced theming, and administering and site building with Drupal. Each densely packed video is a workshop in a box. Learn Drupal from the experts at Lullabot. For more information about each of these videos, visit store.lullabot.com.
Hi, I'm John Van Dyke. I got into Drupal back in 2004 after becoming convinced that there was no content management system that did what I wanted to do. So Matt Westgate and I started programming our own content management system in Ruby, which, by the way, is a much better language than PHP. And we were well down the road towards making our own when we ran into Drupal. And Drupal did like 80% of what we wanted to do. So at that point we said, you know what, we're going to stop trying to make this just the two of us. We're going to join the community and try to add in the 20% that's missing. And that 20% was basically CCK. And I don't know, here we are 6 years later, and fields are in core, and life is very good.
And so maybe talk about the first Antwerp conference that you guys went to and like how it sort of CCK sort of evolved from there. That was sort of like the first DrupalCon, I guess.
Yeah, well, once we identified that we wanted to join the Drupal project, I sent an email to Dries, who was herding a small group of developers at that point, and I basically said, look, if we're going to make Drupal a world dominator, we need to act like it's a world dominator. So we put together this international Drupal conference, which was really no more than, you know, a handful of developers gathering in the basement of a hotel in Antwerp. But we made it look really good. We took pictures of all the presenters and, you know, we made a nice website. And so we put up a good front.
And what happened from there? I guess, you know, this is sort of just like an interesting like oral history of Drupal, you know, this like critical time where the first gathering, and what were some of the other discussions that were happening there at the first DrupalCon?
Well, I don't think anybody was really thinking about like where we are right now. I mean, that would have totally blown our minds. I mean, we were just meeting each other, talking to each other, and finding out that these other people who were working on Drupal were incredibly cool and incredibly smart. And, you know, we're just hanging out in Antwerp. This is, you know, a total fluke that it's turned into this 3,000 person conference.
And so what do you see sort of the evolution from Drupal from that point to where it is now? What do you see as some of the key like milestones as a community?
Well, I think that working with people who are smarter than you are is really inspiring. So Drupal, I think, has spread sort of from smart person to smart person. I mean, it's come in kind of sideways from developers in other organizations who are having the same problems that you are, and you find out about Drupal, and it kind of comes in the back door. By the time, you know, management realizes that your website's running on Drupal, it's been a couple of years.
So what were you presenting here at in DrupalCon in San Francisco?
Well, I thought it'd be fun to do something on batch and queue APIs. The batch API specifically, because I've had a real hard time wrangling with that. It's confusing, and the internals are just, it's kind of bizarre. It's got kind of a checkered history dating all the way back from the first update system in Drupal, where you would hit the button and you just kind of hope that all the processing would happen before your PHP timeout came along and killed the process and left you with a site that was like three quarters done. So it's something that I've wrangled with, and honestly, trying to put something together into a presentation or a book chapter is the way that I learn and organize stuff in my own brain. So that's why it's so great to do a presentation on DrupalCon. I encourage anybody who hasn't done one to go ahead and do it, because it makes you know your stuff. It's kind of scary.
I see. And you also wrote the Pro Drupal Development, which was another way that another project that you and Matt worked on to kind of learn Drupal, I guess.
Yeah, that actually had its roots in the Vancouver meeting in 2006. We were having lunch there, and all around us, developers were complaining about how hard it was to get new developers up to speed. There's no documentation. We have to train them. It's really hard. They have to read all the code. And I was there at the lunch table thinking to myself, you know, what they really need is some good documentation, because up till now, you basically come into the Drupal IRC channel and, you know, the old crufty developers would tell you, go read the code, go read the code. And even by that time, there was a lot of code to read. And so I kind of pitched the idea to Matt that, hey, we could take the major systems in Drupal, document them, and then just go half and half, splitting on chapters. And so he was willing to do that. And it was just a crazy process. I mean, we wrote the book in, you know, seems like not many months. Frequently, we'd just get together for lunch, and we'd just hand chapters across the table. And right there at lunch, we'd, you know, be critiquing each other's chapters.
And in your presentation, you were saying batch API versus the queue. Or what are the sort of competing things? Are there two? Are there three? How many options are for doing these types of queuing?
Yeah, batch and queue, it's a little bit confusing, but it comes down to a fundamental principle that Doug Green actually pointed out at the end of my presentation, which is if you need a user interface, then batch API is really what you want. If you're just concerned with queuing things up and processing them later, then the queue API is what you need. And it's really kind of a false dilemma, because once you drill down into the batch code, you'll find that it actually uses the queuing system internally. So it's not really a question of one or the other. It's a question of which is more appropriate, and in some cases, both may be appropriate.
So what were some of the big, you know, lessons or points that you were trying to communicate from, you know, after you investigated this issue on the airplane over here?
Well, one of the things is that we've been talking about object orientation in Drupal for years, and this is one of the cases where it's just a total win, because you can subclass the queue classes that are in core in just a few lines of code. I demonstrated that in the presentation by making a logging queue, which does the same thing as Drupal's internal memory queue. All I had to do was add a few lines of code, and then the watchdog tells you exactly what's happening in the queue. So it's really just one of the first cases where object orientation is a total plus for Drupal 7.
And so there's, it sounds like these two options are kind of going through the PHP layer. Is there any sort of like Drush or any alternative ways of also queuing these types of processes?
Yeah, in fact, Drush implements its own wrapper around the batch system so that you can use either Drupal 6 or Drupal 7 and use the same Drush commands. I didn't have enough time to get into Drush completely and how it does it, but that's like a third way of doing it.
Okay, and finally, what's sort of your takeaway coming here, you know, being at the very first DrupalCon and coming here at this DrupalCon, what's sort of like, you know, what are you going to go home with?
It's just a sense of amazement, for one thing. I was sitting next to Moshe in the keynote, and of course Moshe is user like 33 or something like that. He's been around forever, and we were just kind of looking around and just laughing uncontrollably. There's 3,000 people here in this keynote.
Okay, great, thanks.
You're welcome.